Look out, everybody, because the goose is on the loose. I'm migrating through the web, and then I'm bringing y'all the truth. I'm really not a rapper, but I wrote for y'all this rhyme. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Bruce the Goose, and this is NFT time. What is up, NFT people? As you are aware, if you're listening to this, I am once again way behind on doing an episode. But as you're also aware, if you're listening to this, the NFT space has absolutely exploded the past couple months, and I've been doing a bunch of different things. So this is episode 10 of NFT time. So that's pretty cool. If you are listening right now, if you join the Discord for NFT Hub, which is a project I've been working on that we're going to talk about, the link for that is discord.house/NFT hub. And you can get one of those cool short links because I bought that domain and I use a custom link shortener. You can get one of those super cheap if you want one because I don't have any other use for the domain other than rerouting it to Discord invites. But if you join the Discord and you ping me, Bruce the Goose, and you let me know that you joined because I told you to on the podcast, then I will give you a hooray season one NFT, because this is going to be the last episode of season one of NFT time, which has been really cool to do, and we're going to be continuing. We're going to take a couple week break, at least, maybe a month or so. I got a lot of stuff on my plate, and then we will be starting up season two, and when I say we, NFT Ignition, who is going to be helping me out with NFT Hub and hopefully some other projects, is going to be my new co-host. She's really good at marketing and stuff, and she's a really cool person. So we're gonna start doing it on YouTube and possibly Theta. So it's gonna be whole new show, but it's still gonna be NFT time. But I'm not gonna be focusing it on me anymore. Like, it's not gonna be NFT time with Bruce the Goose. It's gonna be NFT time with NFT Hub, or by NFT Hub, whatever it turns into. And I think that a perfect way to wrap up season one is gonna be to revisit episode one, the whole start of this podcast. What started as the Goose Nest got put on hold because of Nifty Pride. And then, I mean, Nifty Pride exists. I don't need to be focusing all my time on that anymore when I'm doing the one-man army thing on so many projects. So to wrap up, to revisit season one or episode one and wrap up season one, we're going to talk about NFT Hub, which is the evolution of the idea behind the Goose Nest. We no longer have any, like, there's no need for any more minting platforms on Ethereum. People keep making them. Don't get me wrong. I don't know why. And I don't know how, like, they're getting investors so easily, because they are. Like, there's, what, a dozen minting platforms on Ethereum now? Something like that? There's Mintbase, Blockchain Art Exchange, Known Origin, Super Rare, who we don't like and we won't talk about. You can mint right on OpenSea, Rarible, CryptoArt.ai, also known as LinkArt, is another one. There's a couple more coming out, like, what are they called? I can't think of what they're called, but there's a couple more coming out. They're on my NFT Nation list on Twitter if you want to follow that and scroll through the hundreds of people and projects on it. So, what NFT Hub is going to be is essentially Product Hunt for NFTs. If you're not aware of Product Hunt, it's basically like if you're building an app or a software as a service or looking for one, etc., like you put it on Product Hunt and people can find it based on like related projects and stuff like that. And so we're going to do that for NFTs. It's mostly built Just gotta get like an extra pair of hands and help some help with it for once. But basically, it's going to be a blockchain agnostic, community curated directory of all things non-fungible. I'm talking collections, artists, platforms, games, podcasts, YouTube series, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we're going to start with we have a curated list put together of probably a couple hundred projects that will be adding to the initial beta access version of the directory. And then from there, we're gonna let anybody submit their own projects. We'll take a couple minutes to review it before we publish it. We got a built-in social network via forum, and then also via community feeds where so like say for an example, there's the inter like there's the token access controlled discords, and we could theoretically set that up for sub communities on NFT Hub, if you have an embed widget or something like that, or a widget embed bot in your Discord, it could probably get embedded right into your community's page, I think. Don't quote me on that. I'm not a coder. I'm just kind of no coding my way through everything. But then we have a public event calendar that anybody will be able to submit events to. Again, we'll have to take a look at it and approve it. If you're already a reputable, trusted member of the NFT community, then you can bypass that because it's unnecessary for us to have to approve every event you put up. But then on top of being able to submit events for it, you'll be able to subscribe to the calendar and link it to your Google or Outlook or Apple Calendar, or I think there's a couple other options as well. And then every time an event gets published, it'll automatically get added to your calendar. And then you can decide whether or not you want to go. There's a discussion. We're going to be partnering up with PoApp to offer auto like the way Decentraland offers automated PoApp rewards for events. We're going to try and do that. I got to talk to Werthalter about it. But they're definitely keen on working with us. I already talked to them a little bit. So that's exciting. We got a list of partners that we're going to be working with and collaborating with on promotional stuff and strategy and whatnot. Kind of a big part of the idea is I don't know if you're at DigiCon just yesterday, day before was the first one. Very cool event, which is basically just a way to get Web3 builders and founders and thought leaders together, as well as their communities to share those communities and those audiences and put our stuff out there in front of more people before big brands come into the NFT space and roll over everybody. If we have an established community of people who are willing to stand against big brands rolling over everything, then as a meta community, if you want to call it that, we'll have the power to stand up against it, you know what I mean? And it's definitely coming. Mainstream adoption is on fast track to being here. Basically, the COVID pandemic pretty much pushed we've made a decade worth of progress in this year, thanks to everybody being locked in their houses and on their computers and people realizing just how much big data is infringing our privacy, hoarding our information, cataloging what we do, say, who we talk to, where we go, et cetera. People are waking up to it and people want change. And that change is in the blockchain and in Web3. And it's coming. And it's very exciting. And you and me and everybody else in this NFT industry right now, and especially everybody who's been here before it started blowing up these past couple months and NFTs started becoming synonymous with DeFi, we're beyond the, we're before early adopters, right? We are pioneers. We are the first people in this space. And we are the ones building it, and we are the I don't know what you want to call it, but we're here right now at the very beginning of a world-shaking, industry-disrupting movement. Like, and it's absolutely incredible, and I am honored to be here with all of you. So yeah, the NFT Hub, like I said, a bunch of different features, as we have it, as I described it in the presentation I did for DigiCon. It's a metaverse with worth of features without any extra bullshit. Like, there's so many awesome projects and like innovative people and like innovative ideas that just get glossed over because, as I mean, I hate marketing. I'm aware of it. Like, I know how to do it, kinda. But like, I spent time studying it prior to getting into crypto and stuff because I was trying to do drop shipping. So like, I recognize that there is a severe lack of marketing for a lot of these projects that are so damn cool. And not only that, like a serious neglect of SEO, which if you're not aware of the term, it's search engine optimization. Like getting your stuff higher ranked on Google or DuckDuckGo or whatever other search engine you use. Personally, I use DuckDuckGo 100% of the time because Google is they're in everything and they know everything about everybody, and that's not okay. But point being, like 95% of people are just going to use Google. So like, if you're not on the first page of Google, you may as well not exist, because how many people go past the first page of Google? You know, I'm not wrong. Like, there's a saying in among SEO professionals that it's if you want to hide a body, you put it on page 2 of Google search results, because nobody's going to ever go there. So that point being, if we could aggregate all the best news, information, projects, etc. related to NFTs, and like us aggregating it to start with manually, and then people start adding their own like input and stuff like that, then it's going to be absolutely beautiful as far as Google's SEO spider bots are concerned. Like, we will be on the first page, and that will give awareness to all those projects and like the NFT space in general. So there's going to be a bunch of features. There's also going to be a whole like educational portion of it where like you can go from no coiner to crypto art collector in a couple hours. Like, and then there'll be a more in-depth educational bit aimed at people who are already very familiar with crypto. Then like, we'll do the technical deep dives and stuff like that. But I personally got into crypto 100% because of NFTs. Like, granted, my motivation, like the original motivation for finding NFTs was like a lot more obscure, and I won't get into it, but basically I was looking into Bitcoin as a payment alternative for stuff online, and I happened to stumble into the Engine Coin announcement from where, and I've been a gamer my whole life, so the idea of truly owning my game items was hard to figure out. Like, I couldn't wrap my head around that, let alone the concept of, wait, I can take this game item into a dozen other games. This like absolutely blew my mind. And then from there, I digging into the rabbit hole a little deeper, I came across The First Supper by Async Art, and was just absolutely astounded. And the more I dug, the more I was amazed, and the more I was excited, and like, I couldn't honestly think of anything I'd rather be doing with my life than spending it with you nerds in the NFT world. Like, really, I can't. And like, now NFTs are getting so much attention. There's the auction at Christie's recently. There's ETH Boy went for ridiculous amounts of money. And like, because of it, like, there's, in a course of a few months, Rarible has gone from like a few hundred like loyal, dedicated people that are like passionate about the accessibility and the decentralization to 20,000 followers or more on Twitter. Like, there's artists coming in left and right that like would otherwise have no interest in crypto, And it's truly an absolutely amazing space to be a part of. And it is 100% the quickest route to mainstream adoption for blockchain, because so many people in the world are incredibly creative and struggle really hard to monetize that talent. So we are trying to create something that benefits the entire industry without putting a price tag on it. Because I, for one, am goddamn sick of freemium. Like, oh, here's what you can have for free, and it's really cool. Or here is the actual beneficial features that you can have for $10 a month. Like, I mean, I understand it from like as an American and someone who was raised in a capitalist country. Like, I get it. That's the way things work, you know? Like, you want a service or a product, you have to pay for it, but like, why? If we can manage our upkeep costs and maintenance costs for like web hosting and stuff like that, and not have to charge people for the service, why would we charge them? Right? Because like, it shouldn't be all about the money. So we can use affiliate links for relevant, like, there's not going to be any Google Analytics, there's not going to be any Facebook Pixel, there's not going to be any Amazon ads that are targeted, there's not going to be any targeted Google ads. Like, because that's a shady way to make money, in my opinion. Sure, it might be the commonly accepted, like, par for the course, but I don't think it's okay, and I'm not going to do it. So, like, I have affiliate links for, I don't know, a ton of stuff that's relevant to the Web3 NFT space. Like, as an example, like, I could, right now, this, it might be over by the time you get this, but you could go on Ledger. I'm probably not gonna remember to put my affiliate link, so just take advantage of that and just do it anyway. But like, you can go on Ledger and use the code Black Friday 20, and you can get 40% off a hardware wallet, which I should probably do myself, honestly. I really need to get one of those. But I've been thinking about getting the SafePal, because that has native, like, it's built with NFTs in mind. Point being, I'm an affiliate for most of the hardware wallets. So we can add that as like, here's a resource that you can find through NFT Hub, like, 'cause it's relevant. And like, it's not charging you any extra money to use my link to get your hardware wallet, but I get a commission off of it, and that can help to pay for the upkeep costs for the website. And then like, we'll do probably private ad sales, like similar to the way Etherscan does. It's non-invasive. It's a little featured ad of like a cool project that probably paid it. The amount of traffic Etherscan gets, they probably are making good money off those private ad sales. But like, it's doable. You know what I mean? Like, we, if you're running a successful NFT project, platform or project, then like, what, like, if we're getting thousands of views a month or a year from now, hundreds of thousands or a million views a month, like, then it's not difficult for you to shell out a little bit of ETH to have a featured space on the homepage, right? So like, that helps us maintain, and like, that helps us not deliver ads via Google or other invasive protocols. So it's just, there's alternatives, is what I'm saying. There's ways to do it that is privacy respecting, and that we don't have to charge you for the service. Like, there doesn't have to be a paid membership. So on top of that, we got a list of partners. I was just getting to that, my mistake. If you've listened to this podcast, you know that I'm a divergent thinker. And therefore my thought process jumps around and I get sidetracked, but it all comes out of passion. But I will list you some of our partners to get you excited about NFT Hub. If you want to get involved, you are more than welcome to hit me up. We could use all the help we can get right now. And then moving forward, we are more than happy to collaborate for mutual growth, because a rising tide lifts all ships. And we intend to be that tide in the NFT space. We are going to be a DAO out of the box. We are going to be incredibly open about like everything. Like, it's I'm super excited about it, honestly, and I really don't want to be in charge of it. Like I have zero interest in being the CEO of anything, and it is not a financial motivation to make it. Like we are making it because it's needed. And like I want it to be DAO governed because I want everybody to have equal say in it, right? Like makes sense to me. Makes sense to you? I hope so. So like confirmed partners, we are partnering with the Blockchain Art Exchange and Collector.art, as well as the Lit Collective, and we are in the pilot partner program. Say that five times fast, for Tukey Network, which is, if you've not seen Tukey Network and you are trying to market anything on the internet, you are sleeping on stuff, my friend. Tukey Network takes your regular link and turns like ties a smart contract to it to track distribution of said link. And so like I could take 10 DAI, for example, and deposit it into said smart contract that is used to track a link, and say, and I could that can dictate that everyone gets an equal portion of it based on their shares. So like I share my link and you open it and you then share that link and somebody else opens it. You now get a portion of that 10 DAI. Like it's a smart contract powered referral system essentially, but with trickle down economics. Like not only do you get a portion of that 10 DAI or a percent of the conversion, everybody who shared the link that you shared then gets a portion of that 10 DAI and that conversion. And everybody, if they share it, everybody who shares it after they do gets a portion of it. It's really cool, honestly. Go to tukey.io, the number 2, KEY.io. Check it out for yourself. Then let's see who else do we got on this list. We are in discussion with Zero Utility Token, who are doing all sorts of cool stuff, and they have a couple projects as well. We actually have a native integration in the platform right now for token multi-send, which basically lets you put a list of wallet addresses and token IDs and wrap it up into, it's kind of like a roll-up for NFT transactions, if I understand it properly. That's built into NFT Hub. I mean, it exists on its own as well, but I built it right in. Same thing with NFT Scribe from Conlan, founder, one of the founders of Async Art. Like if you've not seen NFT Scribe, it's pretty freaking cool. Essentially, you load up any ERC 721 that you own, and you have to sign in with your Web3 wallet to verify that you own it. But then you can like add a notation to it, which is on chain. And like it exists as like a separate, it's not in the metadata for the original NFT, but it's like, I guess it's like pinned onto it. I don't know how to explain it. It's a bunch of technical stuff I don't understand. I'm aware of it and it's awesome. And I believe there's a browser extension as well that he created that you can use to, if you're on OpenSea, for example, and you load up that ERC 721 and there's been one or more messages appended to it through NFT Scribe, then you can see that. Or you can load it, alternatively, you could load it into NFT Scribe, and if there's already a message on it, you would see that too. It's really cool, I think, and super underappreciated. We'll be collaborating with CryptoArtNet, which is a directory of crypto artists and like all their links, which is, I don't know why more people aren't using that instead of Linktree. Like, why would I have a Linktree when I can be on crypto, when I can direct you to CryptoArtNet, where you can find A, like all my art links, B, like an actual descriptive bio, C, some of my favorite work that I've done. And then from there, you can like, there's, he does news and like a bunch of stuff. Again, do your own research. Go look at it. It's cool. We'll very likely be partnering with micro sponsors because that's an innovation that Lauren has like. If you listen to this podcast, Lauren was, I think, my first guest ever, And like that's been on hold while she figures out what her choice is going to be for a scaling solution. But like it's basically tokenized time slots. It is linked to a calendar day on your calendar, and essentially freelancing as NFTs, and it's very cool. And I'm glad that nobody else has tried to take the attention away from, well, to be fair, Pranksy is doing Pranksy time on Rarible, but like that's because he's some kind of crazy influencer and like a madman when it comes to flipping art and NFTs. Like, I gotta get me some knowledge there. I don't know how he does it. Like, I'm trying to sell like quality appealing NFTs and like struggle with it, but that's okay. Point being, Microsponsors is really cool, and I am like perfectly happy to plug them anytime. Lauren's a great person. She's also doing Crypto Filter, which is similar to NFT Hub. That's a Web3 aggregator. So other potential partners that I should really touch base with, because I've talked to so many damn people about this thing. CryptoPix.net, I think, is the domain. It's basically just like very simple, CryptoPix.net. It's basically a very straightforward, like you choose what you think. Like I'm on it right now. So there's the up down game. Like there's a bunch of token pairs based on like the USD price. And it's just, do you think it's gonna go up or do you think it's gonna go down? And if you're right, you get some pickies, which is they're it's a basically virtual currency, I guess you would call it, because it's not an actual Ethereum token. It's just like you can use pickies to buy like different avatar stuff and whatnot. It's pretty cool though. They got a few different games, and then like they got tournaments, and you can like actually put in ETH to the prize pot, and there's different achievements and stuff. It's pretty cool. You should check it out. I try to go on every day and just like pick what I think is gonna happen. You know, like you bet some of your pickies to make a choice, and then if you're right, you win some more pickies, and if you're wrong, you lose your bet. But it's fun. It's a neat little basically free gambling, because like you get pickies by playing. And so we're gonna. And they're considering doing their like avatar skins as NFTs. So I just reached level 3 of the Crypto Picker achievement and earned 500 pickies. Sweet. I'm right like 90% of the time. I mean, don't take financial advice from me. I mean, I guess do it if you want to, but don't come crying to me if you get wrecked after you took financial advice from a goose. All right. But CryptoPix is pretty cool. They're thinking of doing NFT avatar skins, and then like we'd be doing a like probably sponsored by type of thing. You know, just like basically pretty much any partnership I've tried to approach people about is basically just mutual growth, like mutual awareness. Like you plug me, I'll plug you. Like we'll all grow together, and it'll be great. Flower Patch is one of the early people that I've talked to about being like one of the feature projects. If you're not aware of Flower Patch, that's a cool one too. It is basically like an idle farming game for cannabis plants. You can breed different strains. They recently migrated the Matic for scalability. So maybe not fully to Matic. I'm not sure. I think you still got to pay ETH to breed. And like with the price of ETH these days, like I'm not breeding anything because like looking at the dollar value is just like, yeah, I'm not about to do that. Sorry. But I have some pretty cool weed plants. Anyway, they're on the list. NFT Live, I gotta reach back out to them. That's from the Layer One community. They do a weekly live show on YouTube, similar to this. What it's basically who, what, when of NFTs. I've actually so this is an exciting one, I think. I have talked to the people who run like So like you're maybe aware of like domain registries. Probably you're an NFT nerd, so you probably have an ENS name. Like there's a bunch of different domain registries for top level domains. So like you get, for example, like I have brucethegoose.art, which yeah, so I had like an extra 15 minutes. And apparently Anchor cuts you off at a 30-minute segment. So that's something to be aware of. If you're doing an Anchor podcast, you got 30 minutes of recording in your web browser before they cut you off. But not a problem. I'm not going to go back over that entire 15 minutes. I left off at Flower Patch. Oh, man. No, I left off at .art domains. They do cool stuff. Basically, they're a registrar dedicated to .art as a top-level domain. I've talked to them, and I wrote an article for them recently. Waiting to hear back about if or when that's getting published. But I did an article about crypto art and the fact that it's like changing lives for artists and stuff like that. We're gonna quick run through the list because I'm not doing a whole thing on it again. I've talked to Engine about potentially joining the Multiverse Network, and there's a pretty good chance that our pre-sale NFT is going to be a Multiverse item as a probably just a cosmetic in a few of the different Multiverse Network games. I got to get in touch with the individual developers or project leads or whatever. So that's exciting, I think. They have a huge audience, and Engine's how I got into crypto and NFTs in the first place. We're potentially joining. We're gonna probably apply for Maddox Build and Earn, because while we're not gonna like necessarily be built on Matic, we there's a they do have a couple tools I would like to utilize, like the Dagger, which is a event listener for Ethereum transactions, basically. Then Mintbase, who's amazing and deserves all the love all the time. They have they're gonna be integrating Near, which is a layer one sharded blockchain. I don't know. You tell me, do your own research. But Mintbase is integrating Near for like basically free transactions for minting. And that Near has like a two-way bridge to and from Ethereum established. So like that's really exciting. Very excited to utilize that. And they have like a whole like empowering creators guild type thing called CreateBase or CreatorBase, one or the other. Look into it. It's on Telegram. You can find it or join the Mintbase Discord. DAO Records, another early guest on this podcast. Vandal's an awesome dude. They have their goals are very aligned with ours of empowering creators and pushing the NFT space forward and keeping it decentralized and keeping it community managed and stuff like that. Insider Crypto Today is a news site for crypto that has a pretty solid marketing team. I gotta touch base with them again, but they're gonna be working with us on a couple things or collaborating with us on a couple things anyway. Ortier Capital, I think that's mostly one guy. He's putting a team together. We're gonna rub our networks together and make beautiful NFT babies. It's all mutual growth, man. But they're making a game, I believe, on built on Unreal Engine and making like avatars as NFTs. There's just so much cool stuff happening. And then Poap, I mentioned, we are gonna try and automate Poap distribution for the public calendar. And then we are in the Panvela League, which is exciting. That is a like a community of communities supporting each other and sharing a treasury and like helping people put their like reach their goals and stuff like that. Like there's so much love and support in the crypto space that people probably don't think of when they're outside of it. They think it's all Bitcoins and Lambos, but it's just so incredible beyond that. Yeah, and then so that's about it. There's a really exciting partnership opportunity that like so everybody I mentioned, I've been like, hey, you want to like help each other out or something? Like, I've approached everybody. Then I was at DigiCon yesterday and made some pretty meaningful connections, one of which being I'm not going to talk about it too publicly yet because I don't know the details. And it's too big of news for me to say anything without being able to confirm anything I'm saying about it. So I have a call on Monday for that, and that will definitely be a whole Medium announcement article, and like definitely need to be kicking shit into high gear on getting NFT Hub built. So that is gonna wrap it up. Thank you for coming and checking out another random ass episode of NFT Time. Thank you for being here for season one. Again, discord.house/NFT Hub, house spelled HAUS. To hop in there, tell me, ping me, tell me you listen to the podcast, and I promise you an NFT and you will get it. It's been awesome to be able to bring you guys this podcast. I know I don't get a ton of listeners, but like I absolutely love the NFT space. Y'all saved my life this year. Legitimately. That is not an exaggeration. If it was not for crypto art and NFTs and my day being filled with art and innovation and community, I would not have survived the shit show that has been 2020. Actually, speaking of which, so post-scriptum, I'm planning, kinda, a couple things. I would like to do a crypto artist Secret Santa thing where like everybody creates and mints a one of one and gives it to another artist. I'll have to try and get that out there soon. Christmas is coming up and like the months are getting faster and faster, it seems. And then another thing that I would like to do that I don't think it would have to be dedicated like done this year. Like it could easily come out in like next year in March. And everybody who's been around in the NFT space this year and like just everybody who's lived through this fucking year that has been an absolute nightmare, I think could relate to it, and I think it would be really cool. It's gonna be called. So, I think it's Time does like a year in print, right? So the idea is like it would be 2020 a year in mint, and it would be a collection by a bunch of different artists of just like art and stuff related to the nonsense that has gone on this entire goddamn year. And I think it would be great. If you got any thoughts on that, again, let me know. Jump on our Discord. We're around. I'm not great at community building, but I'm trying. Anyway, thanks again. I love you all. You're all amazing. Stay tuned for season two coming up on, it'll be here on Anchor, which puts it everywhere. So it'll be the audio version, and then there'll also be, we're gonna be doing it live on YouTube and on Theta, hopefully, and probably DLive. Like it shouldn't be too hard to cross cast a few places, which that's another cool idea. It's a cross cast. I think I coined that term for part of that idea is just like other NFT focused podcasts. Like, let's get on a podcast together and like put it on both of our podcasts. I think it'll be fun. I gotta talk to a couple people about it. So keep an eye out for that too. All right. Love y'all. This has been NFT Time with Bruce the Goose. Soon to be NFT Time with NFT Hub. Season one, over and out.